AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Officials in California are hoping today will be the last day crews fighting massive wildfires will face very strong winds. The fires have killed at least 25 people. Todd Hall at the National Weather Service says the firefight is very difficult.
To put it in perspective, these firefighters, when they show up to these fires, they're facing flame lengths that are about three to five story buildings, essentially, when they show up to these fires.
Lydia Sawyer and her family have to rebuild. Their home in Altadena was destroyed.
They keep asking, when are they going to come home? And I just have to keep depositing it and tell them that it's gone.
The National Weather Service issued a rare warning today in Southern California of a particularly dangerous situation. On Capitol Hill, President-elect Donald Trump's picks for Secretary of State, Attorney General, and CIA Director appear before Senate committees. The Secretary of State nominee is Marco Rubio. Pam Bondi is Attorney General choice, and John Radcliffe is the CIA nominee. A new AP NORC Center poll says only about 2 in 10 adults are extremely or very confident that the Justice Department will act in a fair and nonpartisan manner during Trump's second term. Armed police detained impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol. The AP's Foster Klug is in Seoul.
He's been holed up in his compound for weeks. The massive operation followed a failed attempt earlier this month. Officials will now question Yoon in the investigation over his December 3rd imposition of martial law.
Yoon is the country's first sitting president to be apprehended. He now faces the prospect of a lengthy prison term over potential rebellion charges. The Securities and Exchange Commission is suing Elon Musk, saying he failed to disclose his ownership of Twitter stock in a timely manner in 2022 before buying the social media site. New recommendations on how to define obesity would reduce the emphasis on body mass index. This is AP News. In Belgium, the pastime of pigeon racing is reaching high anxiety,
as crime sprees have become a common occurrence. Racing pigeons have become big business. The fast-flying fowls have turned into valuable commodities. The most expensive bird to come out of the top pigeon racing nation in the world fetched $1.65 million a few years ago. No wonder the sport is grappling with an unprecedented spree of unsolved pigeon pilfering that has hit several of the best birds in the business. And it's also no surprise owners protect their prized birds with laser detectors and cameras. Pascal Baudoguer, the head of the Belgian Pigeon Racing Federation, told the Associated Press that the industry currently faces an exceptional spate of thefts. For the pigeons in a heist, racing is no longer an option without proper documentation. Baudoguer believes they are used for breeding in the Eastern Bloc countries. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.